Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 25 years ago, in 1989, a trio called Nickel Creek was formed. Its most senior member, Sean Watkins, was the ripe old age of 12. The other two members, Sean's sister Sarah Watkins and family friend Chris Thiele, were about 8. Adorable? Absolutely. But Nickel Creek was never just child's play. Throughout the 90s, the three musical prodigies wowed festival audiences, put out records, and eventually attracted the attention of one of bluegrass's finest, Alison Krauss. She produced their acclaimed 2000 self-titled album and their Grammy-winning 2002 record called This Side, which blended bluegrass with elements of indie and folk rock. In 2007, the band decided to part ways, but when they titled their final tour Farewell for Now, we had a feeling they'd be back. It took 7 years, but the group recently reformed, and they've released a new album called A Dotted Line. And today, Sarah Watkins, Chris Thiele, and Sean Watkins are here with me in the Soundcheck studio, along with bassist Mark Schatz, to play some of that music for us. This song is called Destination. It's Nickel Creek live on Soundcheck.
Oh,
That is Nickel Creek, and that's why everyone's so excited that they are back. Nickel Creek with a new record out called A Dotted Line, and they just played live here in the Soundcheck studio a song called Destination. Nickel Creek is, as it always was, Sarah Watkins on fiddle and vocals, Chris Thiele on mandolin and vocals, and Sean Watkins on guitar and vocals. Mark Schatz playing bass with them here in the studio. And to the three of you, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
All repeat offenders, but first time as this trio. Normally, just let me break the fourth wall here for a moment. Normally, Irene would spend the last hour setting up microphones in front of each of you and headphone monitors. You know, that's how we do it with bands. But not today. The three of you were around a single mic. Old school style, you know, like that great scene of the Soggy Bottom Boys in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
So you're listening to each other, you're harmonizing, you're sort of acoustically, you know, finding your place. How hard was it to get back into that when the three of you? I mean, you've done this since you were kids. Was it just instant, or did you have to work on this?
It's never easy. To make music is hard. Making music is hard. Making good music is harder. But relatively speaking, I would say it was easy. It's interesting what an incredible asset it is to have started making music together when Sarah and I were 8, Sean was 12. And I think having finally found some other outlets for ourselves. Mm-hmm. After 7 years of finding other outlets and being able to, you know, just explore whatever harebrained schemes we had that maybe were forced in the context of Nickel Creek and aren't forced in their own context, you know, I think it created a fairly intense desire for that ease. It's that shirt that you put back on and you're like, ah.
Yeah, very much, very, very much so. And like it's most natural for us to play around one mic like this because when we rehearse in a dressing room, for instance, or sitting around writing songs, that's how we do it. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, we've been getting together on Monday. Tuesday was our first day rehearsing some of these songs, playing through them, trying to figure out how to perform them well together. We recorded them, but we haven't had time to play with each other until this week. And so this is still, especially this week, really good, really fun for us to, because we're playing for each other right. More than performing them in front of microphones. And it's the most natural way for these songs to be played, I think.
Sorry, baby steps.
Back on the front porch. Huh?
Yeah.
So is it now odd for you guys that there are people who know you from your other projects? Because it's
awesome. It's so great. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Chris Thiele, the Punch Brothers guy, Sarah Watkins. Oh, yeah, I heard her hosting Prairie Home Companion. Who does that who's not Garrison Keillor? And Sean with Fiction Family. I mean, is it kind of odd to have people?
It's great. It's really cool. I remember the first time somebody came up to me and said something like, hey, are you Sean from Fiction Family? And it was really, really cool. And, I think it's the obvious thing that, you know, time away of doing other things mm-hmm. really it adds to you as a personal, you know, your musical personality, your individual musical personality. And so, you know, bringing that all together, you know, with the comfort of Nickel Creek, it's really fun.
Can I ask you about the first ever gig, the first time you guys played, maybe not on the front porch, but in front of people? Where was that?
Was it Calico? Well,
I think it was the Calico
contest, right?
Yeah, the contest.
Because I remember playing at like Henshaw and being like, direct from Calico Ghost Town. There was we entered a band contest. It was the first time that we played as a band.
And where is this?
Where is it?
In Barstow, California, desert town. It's like an old mining town that they
Ghost
turned
town.
Into like a little, you know, it's very...
You know, with fake cap gun fights.
Yeah.
And,
pie-eating contest.
Barstow, made famous by a Harry Parch piece. The 20th century hobo / instrument inventor / composer.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's insane.
Set six hitchhiker inscriptions found on
the side of the road in Barstow, California, to music.
Oh, wow.
It's genius. It's genius. Well, anyway, okay, so you're in Barstow, you've entered a battle of the bands, and yeah, you're 8 and 8 and 12 still?
Yeah, we entered the beginning band contest. I think we got third place or something. There were probably four entries.
Yeah.
And or possibly three.
But we placed.
Yeah. We grew up playing together, playing tunes. Our teachers were in a band together called Bluegrass Etc., which is... and so they would get us up individually to play tunes or all together to all play Salt Creek or Red Haired Boy or some traditional fiddle tune.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew each other that way. And then there was this scheme to get a local kids band to be the opening band at a local festival called at Lake Henshaw in California. And so we did that. And then I think we just kind of kept going. We were just like, okay, what's next?
Yeah. And what's next was like almost a 20-year run and then a 7-year hiatus. But even when you guys, said farewell, you said farewell for now. So this reunion isn't going to be a huge surprise.
It doesn't even feel like a reunion, really. It just kind of feels like we didn't record or tour for a long time.
Okay.
And now we did.
And so, and how, or I mean, getting back to the question of, it's very organic, the three of you around a single mic. Chris, how organic was the writing process when you all reconvened to make this record?
I think that was the big question mark for us is, I mean, basically it was the number that kind of catalyzed us doing some more stuff. And it was just like, whoa, 25th year anniversary. Mm. That's pretty trippy, given the fact that, I'm 33, you're 32, 37. That we can have a 25th year anniversary is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And so we thought, it would be stupid not to just...
Do something
yeah, for that and just sort of embrace the trippiness of it. But we didn't know to what extent it would be kind of like, just a walk down memory lane or will there be a new... will something new? Do we have more to say?
You mentioned before, Chris, the idea that the three of you have been pursuing things that might have seemed like you were pushing it if it was Nickel Creek, but that seemed more organic to these other projects.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song on the record called Hayloft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wrote that one? Is this all collaborative?
It's a cover.
That is actually a cover so I was driving up to my little brother Daniel picked me up on the way to Thanksgiving maybe 2 years ago, Thanksgiving with our folks, and he was playing me stuff. And I Daniel's a very good musician, but he our music tastes are fairly different.
Uh-huh.
But he was playing me some of his stuff, and I was going yeah all right. And then he played me this mother song called Hayloft. I'd never heard of the band. They're from Canada. I don't think they've done much in the States.
Hmm.
And my mind was blown. I subsequently played it for Punch Buzzers, and they were like, that's okay. And then I was going, I want to play this song. And I played it for Sean and Sarah, and they freaked out just as much as I did. So then we worked it up.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that we listen to, and adapting a song like that can be it can be pretty dodgy sometimes. Like a popular song, just doing it on folk instruments can be like a shtick, like, all right, I see what you did there.
Picking on mother.
But I mean, the lyrics are like,
Dad's
got a gun.
It lent itself to it. I was going like, it's Hayloft. Daddy's got a gun. I mean, it's like, it's yeah, tailor-made. This is bluegrass
and
in
the
highest
order. Bluegrass version of Pumped Up Kicks or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, and then also instrumentally, we listened to it at Chris's apartment a couple times and
that riff.
We just sort of like picked it out. And it was like, well, you could do this. I could do that.
Yeah.
And then we could do, it just, instrumentally, it seemed to kind of make sense. But lyrically, I mean, Hayloft and, a daddy with a shotgun, it's like, that's bluegrass.
Also, that on their version, there's a female lead vocal and a male lead vocal.
Yeah.
So it works.
So we could do it.
Yeah.
I'm a girl.
And I'm a boy.
And also, so
I don't like where this is going. Do you two need to get a room or something?
No, we first worked it up exactly as Mother recorded it. And then when we got in the studio with Eric Valentine, we altered some things and then had some fun with the production. My daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, you better run. My daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun, my daddy's got a gun. It started with the hay loft, creaking, yeah, just started in the hay loft. With the slump jumps up, pop went a creeping, out to the bottom to the hay. Young lovers and they are not sleeping. Young lovers in the hay loft. With this gun,
has Nickel Creek now, I mean, has the sound of Nickel Creek expanded to where it can include a Mother Mother song, you know, a Hayloft cover and all this gunplay in the lyrics
so.
And stuff?
Hopefully.
We'll see. So. I mean, it kind of guess it did.
It's a great track. I think you guys did a terrific job with it. We are speaking with Sarah Watkins, Sean Watkins, and Chris Thiele. They are, once again, Nickel Creek after 7 years of not so much being Nickel Creek, but being their own people and doing their own things. They are back with a new record called A Dotted Line. And should we do Rest of My Life next?
Yeah.
The band is performing here in the Soundcheck studio today. Nickel Creek with us live on Soundcheck. Here's their song called Rest of My Life.
Solar cups, the sun in our eyes, but it's one of those endings. No one claps 'cause they're sure that there's more. What a great way to start the first day you missed my life. I guess the show's gone on, so we pick up the pieces.
Rest of My Life, new song from Nickel Creek here in the Soundcheck studio. That's Chris Thiele singing, playing mandolin, Sarah Watkins playing the fiddle, singing as well, Sean Watkins playing guitar and singing, and Mark Schatz playing the bass. Chris, is that one of yours, that song?
Well, that's a good example of how the collaborative process went. Sean came in with that start, just that guitar riff.
Yeah, I had this you know, morning after kind of thing at this. I used to have this house in Hollywood, and it was a big old house, had a bunch of rooms, and we would have, you know, really great late night, you know, picking parties, people staying and playing music all night. And I woke up one morning, and, you know, the sun was shining. I was not feeling so as fresh as I'd like. And I just kind of, and my guitar was on the couch.
And why is that, Sean? Why is that?
Well, Chris, when a man...
When a man and a bottle of
when
beer.
When a man and a bottle of whiskey. I want to become intimate.
Sometimes you just get so thirsty.
It just, you know, and it just tastes so good on the lips.
I understand.
But you know, sometimes you pick up an instrument and you just start playing without thinking about it, and it's just like visceral kind of. Mm. And I sat there, the TV was on, I just picked up my guitar, and I was like. I mean, literally just played that. It just kind of came out.
That's
and I was just like watching TV. It was what my soul was. And then I thought, well, I'll record that. And this was a long, long time ago. And then I kind of made up a little melody around it. And I tried to find words for it. Never could find the right thing. And it just sort of got lost, you know, in the mix. And then when we got together and started writing here in New York last June at Chris's apartment, you know, you're kind of digging through little bits and pieces that you have, you know, little note voice memos on your phone and like, oh wow, a year ago I had this thing, I forgot about that. And so that was one that I had, and I showed it to Chris, or I showed it
and you
Sarah
told
it.
Me and more importantly you told me that story.
Yeah. And Chris
it was just
like
oh and then what about and then Chris, about what a great way, you know, the idea of like, well, like sarcastically saying, what a great way to start the first day of the rest of my life.
And the other thing that was cool is Chris was like, oh, can I sing it? yeah, so it was. Yeah.
And did you have that kind of tricky sort of rhythmic thing at the towards the end?
The bridge thing.
The bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was something that we made together. Chris thought of.
Yeah. It was nice. Like, yeah, there's like all of a sudden there's this weird like glimmer of whatever French impression.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What about this next song, 21st of May? I mean, what a specific title. Where does that come from?
Well, Sean? Yeah, many of you folks might remember that back, you know, 2011. The 21st of May was supposedly the rapture, the end of the world as we know it. Said a particular preacher out in California whose name was Harold Camping, and he's since passed away. But I remember driving around Hollywood where I was living. There was these big signs that had like they were usually like Coca-Cola, like big billboards, right, in prime areas, and then there was one big one that said it was just like all black and in white letters. It said like May 21st, prepare for the end, or to meet, you know,
prepare
to go
for
to hell.
Off,
yeah, it was just very, very stark and dark, and then I started seeing them all around, and you know, you hear commercials, and so
commercials for the rapture.
Oh yeah, the guy bought airtime. It was a big campaign.
Bought airtime, yeah. And I mean millions of dollars.
Wow.
This guy spent.
Yeah,
and I had this melody floating around for like a couple of years, like the like, well, you'll hear it, but I could not find the right lyrical content where I kept trying to force stuff in, and finally I just left it sitting there. And I was driving around on the day before May 21st, and I saw that sign. I was like, you know what? I think that's – and it just happened really quick. I wrote the song in a day. And then –
And then prayed that you'd be there on May 22nd.
It was very close call, but we've made it through. And
all right. Well, why don't you play it,
shall we?
Okay.
All right.
Nickel Creek with us here in the Soundcheck studio. The new album is called A Dotted Line. It is out now, but why play the record when we can have the band play it for you live? The song is called 21st of May. Sarah Watkins, Sean Watkins, Chris Thiele, with Mark Schatz on bass. They are Nickel Creek live on Soundcheck.
Time to bend this old world goodbye. Oh, glory, time to fly away. We'll meet our Savior in the sky. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, the 21st of May. They laughed while no one believed.
his boat and then crying when came the rains. And they mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. I've never been so sure, and I never led no one astray, except in the fall of 94. But hallelujah, the 21st of May. And they laughed while Noah built his boat, and then cried when came the rains. And they mocked. On the 21st of May. Yes, they mock me now, but I will float on the 21st of May. Hallelujah.
That's nicely done. Nickel Creek live on Soundcheck with their song 21st of May. Sarah Watkins playing fiddle, Chris Thiele mandolin, Sean Watkins the guitar, with Mark Schatz on bass here in the Soundcheck studio. There's like a long tradition of those songs about the apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, gospel music in general plays a big role in
gospel,
you know,
of course, which means good news.
Good news.
Actually, bad news.
Psych. So they play a big role in bluegrass festivals. A lot of bluegrass festivals have the first, you know, couple hours or 3 hours of of shows will be gospel sets.
Yeah. Nickel Creek is with us here in the Soundcheck studio. I have to ask, how often have you guys been mistaken for Nickelback?
So often.
Well, but it's usually by people like on Twitter who, you know, I don't.
A lot of people have been. I thought you were talking about Nickelback. A lot of people have tweeted this.
Yeah.
Many, in recent days.
Like late night in truck stops, a whole lot. Like when we've been touring on the bus and, mm-hmm. you know, you stop, driver's getting gas or whatever, and you're looking in the little convenience store for what might possibly fill the void, you know, whether it's Doritos or Twinkies, something's gonna fill the void,
yeah.
and it's gonna be bad for you. But usually, you know, they see the bus and they're like, "So who y'all playing with?"
Yeah.
And we'll be like, "Oh, it's Nickel Creek," and they get really excited.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, "Get real! I love Nickelback.
How you remind me?
How you that? This is how you remind me. No, Nickel Creek." And then of course their faces fall. And they're like, "I never heard of y'all."
We've actually done radio visits where they thought Nickelback was coming in.
No.
Like, there was one, somebody knew that it was Nickel Creek, the person who booked us, but, like, the other people working at the station would just be like, "Oh, I was expecting Nickelback." And, yeah.
So, have you ever actually gone through an interview pretending to be Nickelback?
No, and we should actually have learned a couple of songs over the years.
No.
I feel like this is a lost.
Sean says no.
Like,
no,
this is a lost
opportunity. Well, now, see, here's why I bring this up.
Jeez,
we should totally do that. This is.
I was going to actually play some Nickelback for it, but I'm going to just ask Chris to sing them for us.
Do an impression.
No, let me ask you this. First of all, did you ever meet them?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. You know what? One time, I was having lunch with a friend at this hotel in Los Angeles, and John Paul Jones, who was producing Sarah's first record. Led Zeppelin bass player.
Sure.
He was there. I think we were meeting with him, maybe, and there was a couple other people this lunch. Anyway, at one point, the singer from Nickelback came up and tapped John on the shoulder and wanted an autograph. And I was just looking at just thinking about the contrast in rock people, what was happening right over there. It was an interesting little thing, but I didn't meet him. No.
All right, so what we have done in the past on Soundcheck when we have sound-alike names is, for example, when Creed Bratton, Creed from The Office, came in, we played him some songs by the band Creed, and he gave us his response.
Awesome.
So now I would like to do the same with you guys, if you're willing to play along. So let me play for you a little bit of Nickelback, and then we'll get Nickel Creek's reaction.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
Wow. So he's got a big bathroom.
He wants to play baseball in his bathroom.
He likes sports. He's Canadian though.
Oh, I mean, where do you start baseball with that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's
a well-known song?
A bathtub big enough to play baseball in. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That song is called Rockstar.
Oh, so yeah.
This is not one of the songs that has sort of transformed Nickelback into a musical punchline.
This is just one of your personal favorites.
Well, I have to say, I didn't pick this. Katie picked this one.
Oh.
Nice job, Katie.
I was laughing along with you guys for the same reason. I was hearing it for the first time, and it's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the voice on Hey Dude, the old Nickelodeon show. There was a
Hey
Dude Ranch voice.
Oh my gosh! All right, let me play another one.
We are off to a strong start.
You're off to a very well. Okay.
What do you have for us next, Katie?
Nickel Creek on Nickelback. Here's another song from their album Dark Horse. Something in your mouth from Nickelback.
Something in your mouth.
That is great.
I don't title them. I just repeat what's written in front of me. That is the name of the song.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
Nickel Creek, what do you think of that Nickelback song?
Hottie with the $1 million body, was that the first line?
Yeah, and you'd pay her just to touch it.
Pay her just to touch, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I've never heard of such a woman. Wait, is it $1 million body or $1 million... It was $1 million body.
I think she's a millionaire.
Like $1 million.
You have to figure that
she's
as
like
the listener.
The equivalent of the millionaire peanut.
Yeah, because
except she's a very beautiful woman.
No, it's just like Dylan. You know, it's like it means to you what it means to you. You can tell your own stories through a lyric like that.
There's layers,
you know?
Layers, yeah. Depth.
Nickel Creek on Nickelback. The quote is, "It's just like Dylan."
Yeah.
A final question to you guys. Back to Nickel Creek. How long do you expect this reunion? I mean, you've all still got your other projects that you're juggling.
Yes.
Is this like a reunion for just now again, or?
We made a record, and we have a certain windows of time. Sorry to tour it, and then really, I mean, it gets pretty busy. I know Chris has a bunch of stuff going on in the fall. I'm making another record, and Sean's going to release one, and so there are other things that we have to do. We've never been much for planning ahead, so I think we're all just kind of enjoying celebrating this record.
Yeah, little summer.
Yeah.
So the 7 years ago it was Farewell for Now. Now it's Hello Again for Now.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Hello for Now.
It's been great having you guys here for Now.
John,
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
John.
Thank you so much
great
for
to be
having
here.
Us.
Well, it's time for me to live the good life on the road.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.
I guess we were a ball, and that's what I-